At this point, we're going to continue with today's media conference call. Again, we're pleased to have Bowling Green head coach Scott Lauther join us. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And then getting right into Wednesday night's contest with Miami after having a couple extra days. And last week, if you want to open and talk about what your Falcons were able to accomplish last week in preparations for Wednesday night's game against Miami.
Well, we were able to get healthy. We already had some guys that were banged up, which was great. And we spent the first half of the long week really practicing more Bowling Green on Bowling Green, obviously with some preparation for Miami of Ohio. And then the regular game week, we dove strictly into Miami of Ohio. So it was a great opportunity to get a few guys banged up that were hurt. And it was a great opportunity to get some good-on-good work versus each other.
And a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. When you take a look at Miami on film for Wednesday night contest, talk about some of the challenges that present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I think they're a hot football team right now. They've done a great job. I think Coach Martin's done a great job over the last three or four years of recruiting. He's done a great job building that program. He's done it the right way. In terms of he's built it around the defense first, which we're going to hear also. And they play great defense. They're very disciplined. They're tough. And on offense, they don't beat themselves. They try to run the football. They've got a young quarterback that I think is going to be a super player in the near future. So there's a reason that they're number one on our side right now, and just really impressed at how they do business down there.
Obviously, with the weather the way it is, potentially across the Midwest here, challenging. Talk about this time of year, November, and every game, special teams is important, but maybe a little more emphasis with the weather, how important the special teams play could be Wednesday night.
Yeah, the good thing about of where we're located is that we play in every day in a extreme wind. It's always cold and windy here, so being able to practice our special teams in poor elements is an advantage for us. We also think that just from a philosophical end, very similar to Miami, you got to be able during the month of November, you got to be able to play great defense and you got to be able to run the football. And those are all things that we're trying to establish here. We're trying to be able to play great defense in the month of November, and we want to establish the run game. And obviously, we're always going to try to match our throw game with the run game. But if you can't run it in the month of November, you're not going to win a lot of games.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Loeffler.
And our question comes from Nick Piotrowicz from Toledo Blade. Your line is open.
Scott, how are you doing?
Hey, Nick. What's going on, man?
Hey. Well, watching Miami play against OU, I was impressed by their defensive line in particular. They really altered what Ohio wanted to do. And as you just mentioned, you got to be able to run the ball. How can you both neutralize that line as a pass rush and get something going in the running game?
Yeah, we have to stay balanced. Obviously, we're going to make an emphasis on trying to establish the run game to set up the pass. But you have to have some semblance of balance just because you know, if you get into a situation where you have to throw the ball, I think, just like you said, Nick, I think their pass rushers are very good. And I think if you're just going to try to run the ball consistently, they're going to gang up on you with numbers, and they've got a bunch of good run stunts that they do. So we got to be able to establish the run but also maintain some type of a semblance of balance.
And you mentioned getting hot or getting healthy because you guys were pretty beaten up. Do you expect to have at least a little more depth than you had against in the Akron game?
We're hoping so, for sure, yes.
Nick, did you have anything else for Coach Loeffler? Well, Coach, he mentioned Miami's defensive line. Talk about your front seven and some of the challenges you want them to create for a young quarterback with Miami.
Yeah, well, the games that we've won and the games that we've played well in, our defensive line was able to hold up against the offensive front. And it's going to be no different. If our defensive line plays well, we'll have a chance to play great defense. And that's been the challenge, is when we've been overwhelmed by a powerful get-after-it offensive line, we've struggled. So we think Miami's has got a very good offensive front. So we're going to have to play our very, very best to be able to stop their offense.
And in the big picture, for your Falcons to have success, what do you need to accomplish?
Well, we got to, number one, protect the football. The team that's going to win the turnover battle generally wins the game, and we want to win the explosion battle. We want to be able to limit their explosion plays and create explosion plays on offense. And so far, the games that we've won what we call the daily double. We've won the turnover battle and the explosion battle. So it's no different than in the National Football League. You're looking at about 85% chance of winning if you're able to protect the ball and create explosions and be able to get the ball back and stop explosion plays. So we're really going to focus on the ball and making big plays and stopping the big play.
Well, Scott, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Miami. We want to wish you the best of luck on Wednesday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Scott. For Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Falcons, will be on the road this Wednesday, November 13th, at Miami. That game at 8 p.m. Eastern kickoff on ESPNU.